Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Here's your host, Mr. JT Foreman.
Hello, and welcome to a very special Father's Day edition and episode and episode 50 of Bitter Comics. I'm here with my good friend Terry
the Beast
Michaels.
Meow.
And a special guest for Father's Day, my dad. Dad.
Yep, Dad's here.
Dad's here. This is Robert. Robert, the what's your nickname? Did you ever have a nickname when you were a kid or anything?
Rabbit.
Rabbit?
Rabbit.
Really?
Yes.
That could go either rabbit. Way.
Because you were like really fast, or did you just had a lot of...
No, I was... We were given this book, Les Miserables to read, and on page 123, I wrote my name in it, so this was my book.
Okay.
And Jim Sosnowski, sitting across from me, he said, "What'd you write Rabbit for over there?" And that was it after that.
So he saw Rabbit instead of Robert,
mm-hmm.
and he started calling you Rabbit. I thought maybe it was something to do with eight kids.
No.
He was like, fuck like rabbits or something.
I didn't even know that your mother existed.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Robert the Rabbit Foreman. There you go. So, Eric's old, my oldest brother, Eric, his nickname was Speedy. I guess because he ran really fast.
His nickname was Boomer because he kept falling on his butt.
In high school, his nickname was Speedy. I'd never heard of his nickname being Boomer.
Uh-huh.
Well,
it depends to who.
Well, I started getting called Boomer when I was living in Norfolk, Virginia. I would play laser tag at this place, and you get to pick a handle. And the one that I picked was Bomber. I don't know why, just because. And people started calling me Boomer instead of Bomber. So I
sounds like you were a victim of people that can't read also.
I think so. as I said, this episode 50, this is a very special, not only an anniversary episode, but I decided I'm going to do a Father's Day edition of the podcast. That's
Hold on, I thought 2 weeks ago it was an anniversary episode.
Well, it was the 18th anniversary of the podcast. Now this is episode 50, so it's like the 50th episode.
I got
kind
you.
Of.
Sorry.
It's, you know, we have to, the, anytime it ends in a zero, like the big ones, like the 50 and then 75.
So
and
60 every 25th will be an anniversary episode too?
I think so. It depends on who's here.
Yeah.
And if there's
you're
any
like
holiday
the female version of podcasters right now.
Cause really?
Because women, every time there's something that ends in zero, it's an anniversary, and you better remember it.
Well, you know, the most important one is episode 69, personally. And I'm hoping that falls on Arbor Day, to be honest with you. I don't know why.
I was hoping to be on Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day?
Don't know why. But if I see a shadow, I'm leaving.
Well, in the movie... The same day kept repeating over and over and over again. And whenever you're 69, you just want to keep doing it over and over and over again. Maybe it has something to do with that.
Not necessarily.
I guess it depends what she tastes like.
Good Lord.
And
well, welcome to the special edition of the podcast. Nothing's changed.
Good thing my dad's here.
Yes.
And I'm talking like this.
Nice.
Now, my...
Your dad's not a virgin, let me tell you.
No.
Uh-oh, here
Eight
we go.
Kids? No, my dad is not a virgin.
My Let's dad go. Is definitely Let's not get a this going right now. All right.
Eight kids, has been married four times. He's convinced four different women, not just to have sex with him, but to marry him.
See, I
my
like
dad's
this.
A stud.
I like this podcast already. Finally, there is someone on the podcast that's been married more times than me.
Yeah. You've been married three times.
Finally, three. I'm catching up, sir.
You're still married to your third wife.
Thus far.
Well, thus far. Okay. And my dad, of course, is still married to his fourth wife, Penny.
Yes, I am. Over 20 years now.
Yeah. It has been a long time, hasn't it?
Yes.
Very
long.
That's the same thing you said on the third anniversary. It's been a long time. No, I'm just kidding, Mom. Yeah, she's not going to listen to this. No. Yeah, my dad's shaking his head. No, she's not going to listen to
but
this.
But if she does, you're grounded.
Well, now you know the real reason I moved out.
That's right.
I said for Father's Day, I wanted to do a special Father's Day edition, and plus give me a chance to hang out with the old man. So, Dad, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Have you listened to many episodes of my podcast? I know you listened to like one near the beginning, but...
No, I stay away from cursing.
Oh, okay. We'll try to behave
ourselves.
I'm
trying to be Christian.
Yeah.
Damn.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
but I'm still not a virgin in that department either.
Well, I want you to, yeah. Just be a better Christian than the ones that are on TV.
Hopefully.
And, of course, that's not a stretch, though, is it?
Shouldn't be hard.
You know, I think it was Dennis Miller who once said, you know, you see these TV evangelists claiming they're non-denominational, but I think we've all seen their eyes light up at 10s and 20s. Sorry. Well, anyway, yeah, thanks a lot for coming to do the show. I thought it would be cool to have an old guy on.
But it's me.
And yeah, that's true. Well, no, you just look old.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
We're starting that early.
All right, kidding.
Joel. Joel, ever since you got a girlfriend and you're getting sex on a regular basis,
semi regular basis,
when you're not upsetting her or making her mad, which is probably not too often, but. Right. You know, you're getting a little cocky, Joel.
That's true.
You're getting a little cocky.
Once I started giving someone the cocky, I got cocky. That's the way it works.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and
fortunately, they get horny too.
Well, not always. Fortunately.
Yeah. Well, it depends.
Especially on anniversaries.
Yes, yes, it does. That's the real reason I'm making up all of these anniversaries.
Is that what it is?
I actually have the calendar in my phone marked for the anniversary of the day of our first date.
Smart man.
And the anniversary of the day we met. I don't have that one, but I know how I can find out what that day was. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was the second appointment that I had at the VA hospital.
That's right.
Yeah, my blood pressure checked. She's a nurse at the VA, and that's where I met her.
That's right.
So I just need to sneak into the VA in the middle of the night when nobody's there and rifle through the records. And well, actually, I could probably just call.
And ask. Yeah.
That'd probably be better.
I can look at a receipt, there. Maybe.
Check the receipt. And
you know, that might be.
And then, you know, I can use all of these excuses. And, you know, I'm not going to say, hey, it's this anniversary, so we have to have sex now. You don't want to be that obvious about it.
You get her a card.
You get her a card and maybe a couple, some flowers, a little bit of candy, and you say, and
"Don't get her candy. They don't like that."
Yeah, that's true.
You're just trying to make me fat.
Yeah, I'm trying to fatten her up so no one else will want her.
It's a little late. And that always helps too when they say.
A little late. No, yeah. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think she'd like that. You know,
I'm not implying. I'm trying to help.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, Dad, do you have any advice on making this relationship work? What do you think?
There are no magic wands, sorry.
No?
You have to kind of feel each woman out.
I do that as often as she lets me.
Yes. And you'll find their sweet spot.
Yeah, yeah. I have to re-find the sweet spot every time. In fact, she was complaining that I couldn't find the sweet spot, a.k.a. the clitoris. And she said it's a good thing I'm not gay because I'm not gay. Well, it is a good thing I'm not gay.
Well, it is.
I don't know. She said it's a good thing I'm not blind because if I have so much trouble finding the clitoris, there's no way I could read Braille.
Wow.
So she's giving me material now too. I got a laugh with that one on stage, and she made it up. I didn't give her credit though.
Joel, just to let you know, that's not a compliment.
No, I know, but it was funny.
There are certain times when humor is not warranted.
Well, she always says to me, "You're such a virgin," and you know, I kind of think she likes that she gets to teach me. I think she's gonna get sick of it eventually. So I need to start taking notes or something. You know, see what I should do.
Read a book, Joel.
Is you know, get one of those hard hats with the light on it, and then have the instructions tattooed just above her vagina. No. Okay, probably not.
Good. Usually that's look and feel.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just gonna learn Braille. That's all there is to it.
That's right.
Like I see. You try one sequence of events one time, and it works great. The next time, the exact identical thing. Well, you did that last time.
Yeah.
So you have to go by feel every single time.
How many things are there really to do? I mean, Honestly, we didn't. You did that last time. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. You know.
Are we keeping score? I didn't know you had a checklist, honey.
Yeah,
they all do.
Yeah, that's true. They all.
Oh
do.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yes. Well, you know, one thing that she I'm getting a little bit better at doing is moving my hands when we're kissing. Because I realize how dumb that sounds that I have to actually say that. But you know, when we kiss, I just hug her, and then I started. She actually complained that I'm not moving when we do it. So I like my hands. But see, the first time I had the roaming hands, and she got mad at me. And now she wants the roaming hands.
That's right.
And maybe she just wasn't comfortable enough with me at first for the roaming hands.
Sometimes the wind is from east to west, and sometimes it's from west to east.
And we'll be taking your calls right after the break here on Dr. Drew.
Yes, that's right. This is Loveline. Actually, this is
Loveline, the special Father's Day edition.
Well, actually, with me, this welcome to Let's Be Friends line. I don't know if it's Loveline. So can we be friends? Yeah, you know, I think that's what it was. It's just at first she wasn't quite comfortable yet, and now she. See,
she's comfortable enough to complain.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, there you go.
You know, I like having a girlfriend. It's nice having someone who cares enough about me to not trust me.
welcome to Stalker Island.
Yeah, that's exactly. But you know, I do. I like my girlfriend. She's kind of cool. You know, but you know, just
kind of sexy too.
Yeah, she is. She's hot. We just went out to lunch. You know, took. She decided that she's gonna take my parents out for Father's Day, and then I'm gonna take her parents out for Father's Day tomorrow. So we went to Outback Steakhouse today with my dad and my stepmom.
And we'll be going to you'll be going to McDonald's tomorrow.
We'll go, when I'm paying tomorrow, we'll be going to McDonald's. No, actually, we're going to go to P.F. Chang's. So yeah,
two of your favorite restaurants.
Yeah, my two favorite restaurants. Yes, exactly.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
I don't think. No, it's not. She asked me where we should take my dad, and of course, my dad's favorite restaurant is also Outback Steakhouse. And so, of course, anytime we're taking my dad out, that is always the first, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
That's.
You start off with the cheese fries. Forget the Bloomin' Onion. Forget the Bloomin' Onion. No. Cheese fries, and then you get yourself a nice juicy steak, and that's my dad's thing. Every time, order the same thing, and actually, I order the same thing my dad does every time. You get the 9-ounce filet, medium. So
you're just not original, Joel.
Yeah, no, not really.
You're a copycat.
Yep, I'm copying off of my dad. Well, you know, he's got a good idea, so I just went.
That's right, you know.
Every once in a while, we old folks come up with a good one.
Well, you know, if I went to Outback more often, I would try more of the menu. Like when I was living in Houston, Texas, my roommate Steve Maurer, he was one of the area food techs for Outback Steakhouse, and we lived really close to an Outback. And he got me a part-time job working for their catering. So I could get a 50% discount at Outback Steakhouse when I was working
money.
For their catering.
They lost money.
So I ate there a lot. So I tried their Alice Springs chicken, which is very good. I tried a lot of their other stuff, too. But now, number one, I have to pay full price. Number two, it's a 40-minute drive. It's all the way on the other side of town.
And we only have one here.
Yeah, and we only have one here amazing. In Fresno.
You have like seven Applebee's, but yeah. One Outback.
Seven Applebee's and one Outback, exactly. And it's retarded. But because it's...
I don't think they like that word, retarded. I think they would prefer you say disabled.
Yeah. Okay. It's mentally disabled.
There you go.
It's special.
There you go.
It's special. But because of all these things, I go to Outback maybe once every two or three months. And because it is so rare that I get to go to my favorite restaurant, I'm going to order my favorite dish. If they would build one in Clovis, actually, I would probably go there and have a cheese fries for lunch twice a week. I used to have a friend who lived next to the Outback Steakhouse. He's since moved to Las Vegas. But when he was living here in Fresno, he actually lived about a quarter of a mile away from the one Outback in town. And every time I went over there to hang out, I would be like, hey, let's go to Outback and we'd get a cheese fries and two sodas, and they'd be like $10. With the tip, it'd be like $13.
Not bad.
And we would hang out there and eat cheese fries and drink soda and just talk. for, you know,
that's a good tip, by the way. $3 on 10, that's a good tip.
Yeah, well, you know, I they say, what, 15 to 20%?
But double the tax.
Yeah, but which, you know, tax here is like 9%. So, yeah, 15 to 20.
It's like 18%.
Yeah, but if I'm spending so little at a place like Outback where the average table is normally so much higher than that, I just feel, and, you know, plus the person is bringing me all these refills of soda. So
I'm taking up their table.
And I'm taking up the table. So I feel like I should tip a little bit more. But we're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman here with Robert Foreman and Terry Michaels.
Word.
We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. Hello, and this is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right. So during the break, Terry reminded me that we didn't actually do our intro at all. We just got into talking and completely skipped over it. So I would like to apologize. So I actually didn't have time to go through the previous episode to write out the intro for this one yet. So, you know, normally, of course, I apologize.
Why didn't you have time, Joel?
You know, I just laziness, really, I suppose. Okay. If I'd really tried, I'm sure I could have squeezed in an hour or two to do it. But I just never got around to it.
Honestly, I like it.
Yeah. I wish I had a good excuse.
Well, you do have a good excuse. You were doing family stuff today.
Oh, that's true. Today, I got up early, went over to my dad's house to help him with the lawn. Ta-da. And then came back here, shower changed, picked up Murray, and went out to Outback to meet my dad for dinner this afternoon. And then now I'm here doing a podcast. But that's just today. I mean, I had all week, and I didn't get around to it. So,
all right.
All right, that's good radio. Woohoo!
Compelling.
Absolutely.
The Bitter Comics Podcast.
Yeah, so just go through the other stuff real quick here. If you would like to hear our previous episodes, just check them out at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, just go to that website, scroll down a little bit on the right side of the page. Our buttons you can click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, or MyYahoo. And if you feel I do owe any specific apologies I should bring up or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put Happy Father's Day.
Nice.
There you go.
It's nice. How many, you know, just out of curiosity, how many subscribers do you have now, Joel?
About 25.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's two an episode.
Yeah, it's not really impressive, actually.
Well,
actually, a number of the subscribers are actually people at work at the IRS, believe it or not. I've gotten some people at work to subscribe to the podcast. You know, we sit and type all day, so a lot of us listen to music or other things on iPod, so I've gotten a number of them to start listening to the podcast.
So if the refunds are messed up...
Yes.
It's because of the Bitter Comics Podcast.
It's because of the Bitter Comics Podcast. That's right. actually, pretty much everyone should have their refund back by now. We're doing... So we're usually pretty good on the turnaround of people that we have to give money to because we don't want to have to pay interest.
Oh, yes.
So we're pretty much beyond that.
I've already got my refund.
I got my refund and I spent it.
Yes.
Yes.
I think tires.
Most people did. Yes. Tires? Is that what you spent your refund on? Tires?
We got our refund, and she said, sign here.
So she could spend it?
So she could spend
it. Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
That's ta-da. What the wife is for.
Yes.
So, dads in the room. Father's Day is tomorrow. This is our Father's Day episode. So I was wondering if you had any fatherly things you'd like to talk about. Terry, you were saying you got an interesting text message from...
I'm a 13-year-old son.
Yes.
And I got a text message from him. First, he sent me a picture, and he's got longer hair than any of his three sisters. He's got hair about down to his shoulders, which when he moved, he had hair as short as mine. His hair was
non-existent?
Shaved. Pretty much. Yeah. His head was pretty much shaved. Now he's got hair down to his shoulders. And he said to me, I didn't get any Fs on my report card. Can I get my ear pierced?
Wait, hold on. Time out.
Yes, that's a...
When I was growing up, if I was going to ask my dad for something, I would not have been able to preface it by saying I didn't get any F's. If I was going to ask for something that I wasn't sure he was going to let me do, you'll back me up on this. I would have to preface it with I got all A's or at least A's and B's, right?
Absolutely.
Now, if I got all A's and said, "Can I get a pierced ear? Can I pierce my ear?" You probably would have said, "If you want to,
who cares?"
Because you never seem the kind that really cared about that kind of stuff.
I don't care about jewelry.
You're taking care of business. Do what you want to do. Just don't hurt yourself or anyone else.
Right.
That was kind of the laissez-faire attitude of parenting.
I would actually like to see you pierce your ear, Joel.
I don't know about that.
No. I would like to see that. A big pirate earring?
No, no. You know what? The tattoo I got was really pushing it. And I kind of...
I forgot that you have a tattoo.
Yes, I do have a tattoo. I
forgot about that. You're a rebel.
Yes, I am a rebel.
So he, of course...
Okay, I didn't get any F's.
Yes.
Okay.
Which you'd have to understand for my son that is a pretty big effort. He's had a few educational issues due to laziness.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, maybe if I give him a little reward, it'll inspire him to, you know, get at least C's, you know. C's, right. At least he wouldn't flunk out. You know, it's better than F's. Baby steps.
Okay. Well, you know, actually, that's an interesting point there. You could say, okay, you can pierce your ears, but... only one piercing per ear.
Well, yeah.
But you can't put anything bigger than just a tiny stud in there.
If you want bigger
earrings, you're going to have to bring those grades up. You got to have all C's or better if you want to put a second piercing in each ear. And if you want something through your nose, you better have all B's and A's and B's.
Look, I want a straight A student, not some indie rocker. All right.
Okay. Yeah, see, straight A's and you can have a stud in your tongue. I think that's what do you think, Dad?
I don't
straight
think
A's so. And he can get his son can get a stud in his tongue. Is that fair?
Straight B's and whatever he lets his son do is his business.
All right, straight B's,
straight B's. Okay,
so you know, I said fine, but you know, one ear, you get a you know stud earring. That's it. I don't want to see gauge earrings. Any of that, you know, that crap. I don't want to see that.
Is that the big holes?
Yes.
Like, what's his name? Boney Beasley has those.
Who?
Boney Beasley has those in his ears.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
Those.
I've seen people, they want to stretch them more and more and more so that you get to the point where you could actually
hang things from the,
you could actually put a hanger in the hole that they end up in within their ear.
I had a gauge earring for a while.
You know, when I was a little kid, I remember looking through National Geographic, seeing those on African natives and thinking that's weird.
Yeah.
And now people here in America are doing it for fun.
Right. So, no gauge earrings. You get a stud, that's it.
Okay.
Done. So apparently he got his earring. Fine, send me a picture, showed it to me. Now... then he says, hey, and this is when you forget what it's like to be a teenager until they start telling you these amazing stories that he thinks are awesome. And it's great, you know, but you forget the milestones, you know, what it was like to start growing up and changing a little bit. Brandon says to me, my voice has gotten deeper and I've gotten taller. I said, okay. And I didn't realize how much. Until I talked to him on the phone, and his voice started to sound like mine.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, okay, now I'm getting it, you know, all right. So then he says, and I hit the jackpot, I'm dating a 15-year-old. I said, wow.
How old is your son again?
He's 13.
So he's dating a 15-year-old?
To him, that's the jackpot.
Yeah, he's got himself a cougar. yeah, he's got one.
Yes.
He's seeing an older woman.
That's right. And he is just thrilled to death.
Well, you know, he 13, he's in junior high. A 15-year-old, she's in high school.
Yes.
So well, he's in junior high and he's dating a high school student.
He's the man.
He's the man.
That's right. He's probably fairly popular amongst the boys at school.
I imagine.
So, and they all go to one school. They have a...
yeah. Oh, he lives in a relatively small town.
He lives in Lincoln City, Oregon, which is very small. Okay. And they have basically one school in the whole town. Yeah. And they, it's, I want to say it's from sixth grade through the end of high school.
Yeah, I went to the school in Crocker, Missouri for like a month when I was in kindergarten. And kindergarten through 12th grade was all in one school. Right. But, I mean, this was a city of population was like 1,500.
And you were dating a 7th grader?
No, I was not dating anyone. I didn't go on my first date until my senior year. And she was a girl who lived in Kerman. We only went on one date, and she just wasn't interested in me anymore after that.
She was from Kerman, what is she?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm always hearing about, you know, the small town. They have, you know, all these better morals and everything. But then I always hear about all of the craziness seems to happen in the middle of nowhere.
I lived in Hanford, and let me tell you, I miss Hanford because of the lack thereof.
Yeah.
Hanford is a party town. If anybody is from Hanford listening, I miss that town.
Well, you know, if you live in a big city, there's all kinds of stuff to do. If you live in a little bitty town in the middle of nowhere, all you got to do is drink and fuck. Right?
Wow.
I'm sorry, my dad's here. I shouldn't have said the F word.
But yes.
Ingest alcoholic beverages and make love. Is that better, Dad?
Better.
Okay. Sorry.
Get wasted and throw down.
Oh, get wasted and throw down? I thought throwing down was fighting. Well, I guess it depends.
Well, the sometimes fighting that comes afterwards. To, okay. I think you know.
Okay,
I think
yeah, you that's know. True. Okay, well, oh, all right. So what's the conclusion here, though? I mean, how much taller is he?
He is about 5. I want to say he's about 5'5".
Oh, really? Okay.
So he's tall.
I mean, that's taller than I was my junior year of high school.
He's sprout. His mother is a little bit taller than I am.
Oh, okay.
But he is a. My son could very easily be a star football player, except he's lazy. So I'm hoping that maybe he grows, you know, out of that. He's got the size. He's got the natural technique. He's very athletic. But my big fear is now he's found girls, so why does he need sports?
Yeah, isn't that kind of what ruined your life?
Yes.
You discovered beer in the vagina?
That's right. That's exactly what happened. I was in 11th grade. I used to weigh about 170 pounds. I had about 2% body fat. I worked out intensely. I was in great shape.
You were on the football team.
I was on the football team. I was a straight-A student. I was going to a performing arts school. I got a girlfriend. Coincidentally, I was 16 and she was, Brandon, I hope you're listening, 15. Next thing you know, I got thrown out of the performing arts school, ended up at a different school, and I wasn't playing football anymore, but I was still in the drama club.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like there was some drama going
there,
on.
There, oh, so absolutely. There were some drama. Lots of drama.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, cool.
But good for him. 15 years old, 15-year-old girlfriend, 13. Good for him, I guess.
He's got an older woman. I'm
going to keep him separated for a month, so because he's coming to spend part of the summer with me. So,
oh yeah,
we're going to have a little father son time, a little discussion. I don't think the text I sent to him, this is keep it in your pants, is probably the full extent of the conversation that I need to have with him.
Yeah, he's not going to listen to that.
Yeah,
that's not going to work.
Sure, Dad. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, something happens to your brain.
You lose it.
Yeah, once
your blood starts going to your penis, it stays away from the brain.
Yeah, well, it's like you told me when I was in high school once. I mean, I know you said you don't remember doing this, but I distinctly remember this conversation. I had asked you why men are so stupid around women, and I had just made an idiot of myself in front of a girl that day.
And, shocking.
Yeah, shocking. And. So what my dad told me is that God gave men a penis and a brain, but only enough blood to operate one at a time.
Oh, very. You know what? And that's incredibly insightful.
Yes, words to live by. But on that note, we're gonna take another break here real quick. I'm here with Robert Foreman and Terry Michaels. I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
Holler!
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, so now we just heard the story about Terry's... Terry's son and
keep in your pants, Brandon.
That's right. Now, Dad, I wanted to ask you, how old were you when you went on your first date?
I was in sixth grade.
Player. My dad is a stud. And sixth grade. I didn't even know what a girl was yet when I was in sixth grade. I'm still not sure.
Beverly Brooks was her name. Very pretty. We went to the movies. And while we were there, we saw the coming attractions next week.
Yeah.
For next week, Adam and Eve.
Oh.
And I asked her, hey, let's go see that one. She said no. In fact, that was the last time we ever went out.
What was that about?
Adam and Eve was about Adam and Eve.
Okay.
I never saw the movie until about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Do you need
So how was it something appropriate for a sixth grader to take a date to?
Well, a sixth grader who's trying to get laid, maybe.
So, yes, as far as you're concerned, but probably no as far as the parents of both of you and the girl.
I had no clue what it was about.
Yeah.
Except that Adam and Eve, and I knew God had to be there somewhere.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, so you just thought religion was interesting, and so you wanted to...
And so when, on Netflix, I went and looked it up and found it, and it...
Netflix is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Just about every movie ever made is there.
Yeah.
The ones that fell apart.
Yeah.
And that movie was there. And a lot of nudity.
There you go.
Not much of God was in there.
Not much of God in that movie.
Yeah.
Well, he, like you said, he was there. He was just in the background.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, you know, God is everywhere, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
That's what they tell us. So
she said no to Adam
God
and Eve.
Was there.
What?
So she said no to seeing Adam and Eve. What did you see?
You know, I don't remember. I was looking at her mostly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was. I was in love.
Yeah. Aww.
Poor Bobby.
That's sweet.
Yeah. She never went out with me again.
Yeah.
So
did you ever talk again, or she just decided?
Well, we were in the same class at school, okay. So we talked every day.
Yeah. But she just never went out with you again?
She got nasty. You know, she... she was sitting next to me in class.
Yeah.
And she got off on marking my papers incorrect.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. Is this an E or an I? I. Aha, it's wrong.
Oh, she sounds nice.
I always hated that when I was in school, where they would say, okay, pass your paper to the person behind you, and then the person in the back of the row would have to pass theirs at the beginning. We got to correct other people's stuff, and the teacher would stand up there and say what the answers are. Because there was always, I always ended up giving my paper to someone like what you're telling me she was like, so someone who really enjoyed marking every single thing I did wrong. Now, I was a pretty good student, so... I didn't have a whole lot of things wrong, so that gave even more joy to the person sitting behind me or in front of me when they got to mark stuff wrong, because it was more rare. But I've never seen, I can't remember the name of any of these people I went to school with, but the most angry I ever saw anyone was the guy in front of me who I gave my paper to, and there were no incorrect answers on it. Boy, he was pissed. I remember him handing it back to me. And he just, you know, said something nasty like, you're such a friggin' nerd, Foreman, and tossed it at me or something like that. He was
jealous.
Yeah, jealousy rears its ugly head.
Yes, jealous. Jealous, what, of my charming good looks, apparently, or my popularity. He was jealous of my popularity is what it was.
You know, I had a, in high school, there was this girl that sat in front of me in English class, always wore a Whitesnake t-shirt.
Whitesnake?
Whitesnake, the rock
band's Whitesnake.
Yeah. And
always here I go again on my
exactly.
own. Yeah.
And don't ever do that again.
That was, that was pretty horrendous, you're right.
And she always had.
Don't make me break out the Aerosmith.
Oh man, if dude looks like a lady, we're gonna have some problems. So
I was gonna go with Lovin' in the Elevator.
Well, okay,
right.
Well there you go. That's better than amazing. I would have been really horrified. Anyway, I was going into an adult bookstore some years later, and I get this Terry. And it's her from behind the counter.
She's working in the adult bookstore.
Yes. And I was with some friends of mine. They're like, they looked at me and they're like, oh, you're coming here all the time. I go, no, I went to high school with her. Sure you did. Mm-hmm. Sure you did. And guess what? She was wearing a Whitesnake t-shirt.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
I got to ask, what's more embarrassing? Being caught by people you know going into the adult bookstore, or being the person being caught by people you know working in an adult bookstore?
You know, and you know this about me, it takes a lot to embarrass Terry Michaels.
Well, yeah, but see, you and I are comedians. I mean, so we stand up in front of groups of complete strangers and say some of the most incredibly personal things about ourselves. So
right.
It really takes a lot to embarrass either of us anymore.
Do you think in theory? I think in theory working at one would be more embarrassing.
Yeah. Well,
because you chose that job. You applied for that job. You saw that job like in a newspaper or something. You said, that's for me right there.
That's right.
I could do that. I know a lot about that. And imagine what the interview would be like. You know what I mean? Because you've been to a job interview. So what do you know about the restaurant business? Well, yeah. You know.
So, yeah. So why do you want to work here? Well,
the discount.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Exactly. I'm in charge of the booths.
Dancing, yeah, in charge of the booths. dancing behind the glass panel with a little slot for people to put their dollar bills through.
Now, I can tell you what embarrasses me more, would embarrass me more than any type of gig in front of people or any of that kind of stuff. You know, I serve tables at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
You know this. You were there the other night.
Yeah.
I slapped some wings down in front of you. So when I get tongue-tied at a table, even if it's one or two people, I get embarrassed.
Okay.
I actually get almost horrified.
Like I did at the beginning of this podcast when I tried doing the intro. And
kind of. But yeah, I mean, I'm like, wow. And I'm really, like, that embarrasses me.
Yeah.
I get more embarrassed in front of one or two people than in front of 2,000 or 200 people.
Well, you know, it's when you have a large crowd, it seems so much more anonymous. I mean, if you go to a party where there's five people there, you can't really just take off whenever you want to because everyone is going to notice you're leaving. But if you go to a party, if you end up at a party where there's 100 people there, you can just walk out and nobody notices.
It's true. That's true.
No, so and I think the shows are more like that. The easiest show I ever did was at a theater where there was 1,000 people in the audience.
Right.
Because, yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit further away than at a comedy club where people are basically sitting 2 inches from my feet. You know, I could kick the heckler if I really wanted to, and sometimes I really wanted to. But, you know, the theater, they're further away. I can't really see any individual, and they have so many more spotlights on me so that it's brighter. So, yeah, it's easier to do a show with the larger the crowd is.
True enough.
Yeah.
Plus, they probably paid more money. They came there to laugh and not heckle.
And nobody's drunk. At the theater, usually they don't have a bunch of wasted people.
Well, they should.
They should.
It would make the shows better.
It'd make the shows better at a theater if people wasted.
I think so.
I don't know about that. So you guys want to do a couple of news stories here? Or?
Hook it up, Joel.
All right. One I read about, I thought this was interesting. In Australia, this was about 2 weeks ago. There was, let me find this again real quick on my list here.
It's just a woman about.
Okay, here we go. A truck carrying 400 sheep crashed, rolled, and hung over an Australian overpass Wednesday 2 weeks ago, sending sheep flying onto the freeway below and demolishing several cars.
Mm.
So 400 sheep fell down on...
Look out!
Horrible. And all of the sheep had to be put down. It was terrible. And there's no people were injured, though. I mean, a few cars got demolished and several others got damaged, but weren't completely demolished. But no people got hurt.
I want to see that chick from Progressive at that car scene.
The Flo from the Progressive commercials?
I want to see Flo there. That's the no sheep discount.
That would be pretty cool. But,
she's not.
The truck wreckage here, it says it was so tightly wrapped around the overpass that it was difficult to move without heavy equipment. The truck driver wasn't hurt and no charges are pending. There's an investigation in progress as to what the cause of the accident was. And I think I know what happened.
Here we go.
So I think the guy is driving and he got like halfway to where he was going. And he realized that he'd forgotten to do the inventory before he left. So he adjusted the rearview mirror to see the sheep in the back, and he started counting them, and he fell asleep.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's a long way to go for a counting sheep joke, I know.
Wow. Our next segment brought to you by Salmonex.
Yay. So that's what I think happened. I could be wrong.
Wow. Imagine what a horrible job that is, though.
Counting sheep?
No, just taking sheep somewhere.
Well, you know, driving any kind of animals around, I would think would be horrible a lot of times just because of the smell.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're taking a load of animals, no matter what kind it is, 200-300 miles. Half of them are going to have taken a crap on the trip there.
Yeah, and you know how many sweaters were ruined in that crash?
I know.
It's horrible.
You know, there's... What are those shoes made from sheepskin that come from Australia called?
I don't know.
Not
Gucci or something.
No.
Wait,
no.
I don't know.
No, there's a certain kind of shoe. I can't remember what it is now. Marie was talking about them the other day.
Now, you know there's going to be some Australian kids with no coats.
Yeah.
It's because that man doesn't know how to drive. I hope he's happy.
I do, too.
Poor sheep. Poor
sheep. It is Father's Day tomorrow, and I found this website, Terry, you like lists.
I do.
So I found this list here on a website. It's a list of last-minute Father's Day gift ideas.
Oh, here we go.
So, nothing really funny here. Some of these are just, I think, are some pretty good ideas. One, of course, the universal remote control. Always a good gift for a dad. The problem with this, I think, is that it seems like every piece of electronics equipment you buy comes with at least a semi-universal remote. Especially like when you get cable, the cable box absolutely comes with a universal remote. So what do you need to buy one for? But
sometimes a universal remote control is too much.
Well,
because it controls everything. Like it starts your car, you know what I mean? And it's ridiculous. You can hook it up to your surround sound. Everything in this one. What happens if that one control goes dead and you've lost all the remote controls for everything that you had?
Yeah.
Now you're screwed.
We're giving a little bit too much power to
the
machine. But, you know, something I was thinking about recently, how many things that we used to do that would burn just a few calories have we turned over to automatic? Like the remote control, we used to actually get up and go change the channel, and now we have a remote control. We used to reach over and crank the knob when we want to open a window, and now we have power windows in our cars. I wonder how much of the obesity increase we have in America is due to the fact that all of these five-calorie burning activities that we used to do are gone.
That's why I'm fat. In fact, I'm suing. I'm finally in a lawsuit against technology.
Finally, a lawsuit against technology.
Because if I'd had roll down windows, I'd be still 180 pounds.
Yeah, probably. So right. You used me as a remote control when I was a kid.
Yes, I did.
You used all of us as remote controls.
Go! Change the channel.
He did that too. He called me. I was playing in the backyard. Joel! I'd come in. Yeah, what's up, Dad? Change it to channel 24. Change it. Well, okay, go back outside and play. Did you really just call me? Joel, go back outside and play. And then I go back outside and play.
Make sure you like the program that was on before you send him back out.
Yeah, 30 minutes later when that show was over, he would call me back in to change the channel again. Actually, you'd like take turns between us. It wasn't always me. Sometimes it was Jake.
My dad would call me next door when I was playing.
Yeah.
Call the neighbor's next door
when you were playing. He'd pick up the phone and call you and have you come over.
Send him home.
send him home. You'd get back home. Yeah, get me a beer out of the fridge.
I'm in school. What are you doing?
I'm in school. Bring him out of school.
It was quite that.
Give me a beer. He's got crappy grades anyways.
And he's not getting his ear pierced.
Yeah, he's not getting his ear pierced.
And he's not dating a 15-year-old either.
Number two, for the dad that is always looking for a panel or molding to rehang, the Campbell Hosfield 2-gallon 100 PSI electric air compressor kit with nail gun. There's some dads you don't want to give a nail gun to, but
I am one of those dads, by the way.
Yeah. Let's see. There's the beer making kit.
Now, hold on.
Yes.
What was that?
The beer making kit. For the dad who is a cerveza connoisseur. I don't know if you can use that phrase, because cerveza is Spanish and then connoisseur is French.
Hey.
I mean, this phrase is at war with itself.
They're basically just trying. Look, and by the way, if your dad can't make Kool-Aid, do not buy him this. Seriously, because if he can't make Kool-Aid, beer is going to kick his ass.
Yeah. Really. The kit includes a keg fermenter, reusable bottles, and it makes up to 4 gallons at a time.
Wow.
Nicely priced at $60. You know, why don't you just buy him $60 worth of beer? And get Milwaukee's Best. It'll last him for a month and a half.
Oh, yeah.
At $60, Milwaukee's Best will last you a long
time. That is horrendous. Why don't you get him some Schaefer on top of it?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're not old enough to buy your dad beer, you're probably not. They probably shouldn't be selling you a beer making kit.
Let me tell you something.
No, this is for my dad.
4 gallons of shitty beer will last a long time.
Yes,
that's the gift that keeps on giving to the neighbors.
Yeah. Dad can't always see his grill clearly when the sun goes down, but with his barbecue grill and fan kit, he can cook all night long. It's a clamp-on light and fan system. So it lights the grill and blows the smoke out of his face, so you can see the grill.
Wow.
That's a good idea.
It's kind of impressive.
Let's see.
So you can cook for the rest of the family.
Exactly.
Hey, it's dark. You should come in. No, here's a light. Stay outside.
Grill more burgers.
We're not done eating.
Well, yeah, summertime is the time when you're supposed to be grilling stuff, but it's so hot outside. Who wants to be outside grilling?
Well, you're the one getting grilled.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, this way you can grill at night when it's not quite so hot out.
Oh, well, that is true.
But we're going to take a break real quick. I am J.T. Foreman here with Robert Foreman and Terry Michaels. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
Bitterness.
This is J.T. Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, continuing on with this list of last-minute Father's Day gifts. The Garden Treasurer's brown steel wood-burning fire pit. Dad can spend many hours entertaining around it, or he can enjoy snuggling up to it with mom.
Where's girlfriend?
Where's girlfriend? Yeah, mom doesn't need to be there. Girlfriend instead. Number six, for the techie dad with multiple mobile devices, the Universal Idapti i4 is an excellent gift. This charging station allows dad to charge up to 4 mobile devices simultaneously. You know, I don't know any dads that have multiple mobile devices. You know, phones and iPads and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it says it's compatible with iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Nintendo DS. But I don't know any dads that need a thing to charge multiple at once. Like, I mean, you've just got one cell phone.
Cell phone's all I need.
Yeah, and Terry, you've got a Kindle.
I've got a Kindle, I've got a cell phone, and I would have an iPad if I could afford one.
Mm. Well, I mean, if you had an iPad, would you want the Kindle also?
Sure.
I mean, can't all the Kindle stuff be on the iPad, or
probably
vice versa?
Probably. But still, I would have multiple.
Yeah, okay, well, all right.
I wouldn't necessarily use them all, but you know.
Well, of course, number seven on the list is just a grill.
A grill.
Well, duh. I mean, what dad doesn't like a grill? If you don't have a grill.
You know what? I don't like a grill.
You don't?
And here's why. I want a gas grill.
You want a gas grill.
Because charcoal is not my thing. I am not good at charcoal grilling. Throw me a gas grill, and I will hook it up.
Okay.
All right. That's all I have to say about that.
All right.
That's my Forrest Gump statement.
Well, it with the gas grill, you don't get the charcoal flavor. And I see my dad shaking his head here. Well, Dad, you've always been a proponent of charcoal grilling.
That's the way I learned how to cook that way, and so I do it best. We got a gas one a couple, 3 years back.
Yeah.
But I can't use it. I don't have the touch for it.
Yeah.
I learned on a charcoal and...
Yeah.
See, I cooked in a restaurant for 10 years on a huge gas grill, and
okay,
I
That's where you learn.
So this is right? Okay. In so in both cases, this is just how you learn to do it.
I'll eat my hamburger off either.
Yeah, yeah. If someone else is making it, you know, there's two things that make all food taste better. It's if someone else pays for it, and if someone else makes it for you.
That's right.
Always.
So, and you know, if you have both, that's an amazing meal. Pretty much, no matter what it is.
Exactly.
Like
today.
Yes. Like today. Someone else cooked it, and someone else paid for it. And yeah. It made the food taste so much better.
It was awesome.
Yes, and last but not least, if you're searching for that extra special gift for Dad, just buy him some DVDs of his favorite movies. Duh.
Or Netflix.
Netflix.
They're all there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. Subscription.
The ones that aren't there yet will be there next week.
Well, for you guys, Dad, what's your favorite movie? Your favorite couple of movies of all time? What are the best movies you ever saw? Or your favorite movies?
Star Trek's.
The Star Trek movies? Or not Star Wars? Or are this of the Star Trek's?
The Star Trek movies. Not every single one of them.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like Nemesis.
Well, I didn't like that they killed Data. He was my favorite of the Next Generation characters.
But. I met Data.
Brent Spiner?
Yes.
Cool.
At a Star Trek convention.
Oh. Awesome.
That's right. I used to go to them all the time.
Huh.
With my cousin.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so, anything interesting happened? Or just hi, nice to meet you, shake his hand, and that's it? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, he was pretty cool. I went to a Star Trek convention, and I almost got thrown out because I asked Leonard Nimoy a very terrible question.
Where's your point of view?
Yeah, you know, he would, you know, do the little Spock thing, and everybody would take pictures, and then he was kind of really kind of arrogant, and he had just a really kind of, I don't know what kind of air he had about him. He's just kind of, I'm
a famous celebrity. I'm better than
Spock,
all of you. Kind
whatever.
Of.
And when he initially was going to be on The Next Generation, he wanted to charge them like $2 million for like a 10-minute appearance or something like that. So I raised my hand, and they actually picked me. And I said, do you really think you're worth $2 million? To be on a 10-minute episode of a show that's already successful? Do you really think that they need you that bad?
Yeah.
And as considering the new show's technology is much better than... Yeah. And I was just kind of...
The thing is how Next Generation is so much better than the original Star Trek. What makes you think you're so special
that
you deserve to get paid
$2
million?
That was my point. And he wouldn't answer the question, and he moved on. Well, I was escorted to the...
To the exit.
Towards the exit, and was warned not to do those kinds of things.
Yeah, don't ask questions that you actually want to know the answer to.
Yeah, how dare you?
I had a similar experience like that. When I was in the Navy, I was stationed in Connecticut, and a local radio station, Metallica was going to be coming by to, Metallica came by, actually. Mm-hmm. There was a concert in the area. They went to the radio station. They were going to be on the one of the evening shows for a couple of hours, and they had people call in and ask questions. And so I called in and asked the question that I wanted to know. Why has your style changed so much? Because when I listen to Master of Puppets or Ride the Lightning, and then I listen to Load and Reloaded, I can't believe it's the same band. Because
it's not.
And they started swearing at me on the radio, so it was bleeped out and hung up on me. I mean, because seriously, I know, Dad, you're not really familiar with Metallica, but I'm sure you understand the concept of a band that's been around for 30 years, their first albums and their last albums.
The Rolling Stones is a good example, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, at least with the Rolling Stones, I can identify some similarity. When I listened to the first couple of albums from Metallica and the last few, I can't believe it's the same people doing it, because the music sounds nothing like each other.
It's better.
Uh-huh. Oh, you think the new stuff is better?
Absolutely.
Well, this isn't a comment of whether it's good or bad.
Right, no, I understand.
I wasn't saying that, and actually I kind of agree with you. I do think some of the newer stuff is better, but...
You know what really hurt their career was Lars and the whole Napster thing.
Yeah, that's true. When they used to give their albums away...
That's how they got famous.
That's how they got famous because, make copies and give it to your friends, and then they spread all over the place. And then suddenly when they started making money, they were really worried about their copyright.
Yeah, well, because it took money out of their pocket.
And, nowadays with the internet, it's almost impossible to keep people from pirating music and movies. So, you know, a lot of musicians now, they just rely on touring to make all of them.
They just give away their music, which, I mean, I don't know. Being a musician myself, it's hard to say.
Yeah,
To me, being a musician is about playing live, not necessarily recording. So,
well, I've never pirated music or movies. I've actually purchased all of the. I've purchased a CD of the music of everything that I own that's on my computer, but I have gotten copies of music of CDs I used to have and don't have anymore. And I'm sure that they would say that, well, you're pirating that. But no, I didn't. I bought
it. Pirating technically is selling it.
Oh, okay. I'm illegally copying it as far as they're concerned.
Yeah.
But I did purchase the CD at one time. It's just I don't have it anymore. I mean, how many times do I... And plus, every time they change a format, how many times do I have to buy the white
album? No, that's... Yeah. That's,
you know, buy a record and then an 8-track and then a cassette and then and then a CD and now the DVDs are out and I'm sure they'll
8-tracks sound better.
Yeah, 8-tracks sound better. Yeah, they sound more alive.
They do.
Exactly.
Tinny.
Well, we're getting toward the end of the show. Terry, I asked you real quick. You just asked my dad. So what are your favorite movies of all time?
I'm a big Indiana Jones fan. The first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite movies. Bad Boys 2.
I never saw Bad Boys 2. I saw Bad Boys.
The sequel, I thought, was one of the best action movies I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. The car chase scene down the freeway when they're throwing cars off of tow trucks, totally unrealistic, but it's really cool.
Okay.
And of course, the Star Wars films.
Okay.
So there you go.
All of them or just the...
I thought Return of the Jedi was horrible. I love the prequels, regardless of what people think. I love the prequels. Revenge of the Sith is my favorite Star Wars movie.
Okay. All right, cool.
I cried at the end, okay? I cried at the end.
Well, I just thought the switch from Jedi to killing children was a little abrupt on Anakin's part.
We shouldn't even get into this.
But yeah, we don't have time.
That's a podcast in itself.
Yeah, we don't have time to get into it.
We'll be debating this for 10 hours.
Yeah. I enjoyed the movies too. I'm not saying they weren't good. They were. I really did enjoy them. But my favorite movie of all time is actually UHF.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
It's and number two would be Airplane.
Oh, yes.
I love comedies and I like the parodies for they're funny and then I get to say I recognize that.
Yeah.
In fact, Blazing Saddles is another great one. And just a few years ago, I finally found out what the badges. We don't need no stinking badges thing came from. Badgers? It came from in Blazing Saddles. When they're hiring people, when they're hiring thugs to go and beat everyone up in the town, some Mexican dudes show up, you know, with the ponchos and what was the term for the Mexican criminal back then?
I don't know.
Whatever they were, they show up and the guy's going to give them badges, and he says, "Badges? We don't need no stinking badges." And I had no idea where that came from, but everyone else was determined that, no, that's funny. So I finally found out that that's a reference from Treasure of Sierra Madre.
Yeah.
Is when they show up, when the bandidos, that's the term.
Uh-huh.
When the bandidos show up to rob the guys that are mining gold,
mm-hmm.
The bandidos claim to be police. And so the guys say, well, if you're cops, where are your badges? And the guy says, badges? We don't need no stinking badges. And then they pull their guns out and everyone starts shooting at each other. But I'd never known where that reference came from until I saw Treasure of Sierra Madre.
And it goes all the way through UHF, too.
Yes, it does.
Badgers? We don't need
badgers.
No stinking
badgers. It's badgers. That one was with badgers. Well, hey, Dad, thanks for coming to do the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun watching you produce.
And happy Father's Day. And Terry, thanks a lot for coming out.
Word.
Good to see you again. I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics. I will talk to you again soon. Peace.